Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. Today is Monday, February 24th, 2014. This is the Healing Highway, and we are live on bbsradio.com, Station 1. We have a wonderful hour of sample healings coming up for you this evening, and also some wonderful testimonials sent in by our listeners. If you would like to send in a question for us, you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also bring up the image of the light being, which is available on Ron Amatron's homepage. And Ron will be joining us live this evening or this afternoon, depending on where you are. So if you want to go over to creationlightship.com, you can then click on the image of the light being over on the right side of the page and bring that up. And Ron is going to come on and clear off some energy that we've experienced maybe over the weekend from situations. And then he can charge up the light being with peace energy. So that will be active for you for and your space over the next hour. So I'll turn it over to you, Ron, and just give you a big welcome and a big welcome to all of our new listeners and all of our regular listeners as well. Over to you, Ron.
Hey, everybody. So here we go. So even if we're not live, we're still live when you listen to us. So anyway, so here we go. Let's clear off the energy that you may have had in contact with you or hopped on you or you got that awful regretted phone call and you saw somebody that you didn't like or they didn't like you. So think of something like that. Or maybe the dog looked at you funny, you know? You know? So who knows? So here we go. Turn away that energy. You got to think of something. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll bring up the light vein and energize that with peace energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Elizabeth, back over to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Wow, thank you so much. And we have some testimonials that are really great, and we're just going to have a regular Q&A show tonight, so please send over your questions. And we are not going to be taking callers this evening, so if you could hold your calls until one of the other shows, that would be much appreciated. We are just wrapping up yesterday. Ron did the final day for February of the special 8-hour healing intensives, which are really wonderful, and he does those every month. It's usually a series of consecutive Sundays and a Saturday 4-hour ascension preparation call. So you can find out more about that right at the top of Ron's home webpage, which is creationlightship.com. And the dates for the March one are not up there yet, but that will be coming. And also, I highly recommend that you subscribe to the emails, to our monthly emails, because usually I think I've already gotten the one for March. And the intensive dates on that are March 8th, 9th, 16th, and the 23rd, even though it is not listed yet on the homepage. So that is a really wonderful way to rid your body of alien parasitic life forms from your physical body. You can also ask for specifically for personal healing needs during those sessions when Ron takes us up to the light ship. You also get light energy, living light energy in your drinking water, or misting skin water for your whatever you need that for if you have a skin issue. So you can also, which is another great thing about these calls, is you can attend live or you can attend as a registered absentee. And there are all kinds of specials, so hopefully you're on the mailing list. If you're not, please head over to creationlightship.com and sign up. It's really wonderful, and those calls are great. And if you were on the call yesterday and you have a testimonial, you can definitely send that over. We'd love to hear what you experienced and how you felt afterwards. So hopefully everyone's got that picture of the wonderful light being up. Since we're speaking about life and living, Ron, I just thought I would mention very quickly that Ron has two upcoming expos where you can see and meet him and also experience the light chamber in person. And the first one is in March at the Hotel Pennsylvania, and it is the New Life Expo from March 21st through the 23rd. And Ron is doing a series of lectures and workshops during that one, and they're all really wonderful and great to go to. So he has one on Friday at 8, one on Saturday at 3, and he's on a Strange Universe panel Sunday at 11, and then there's another workshop on Sunday at 1. So if you can get to New York, if you're on the East Coast, that's a great one to go to, and you can find out more about that at newlifeexpo.com. And then in April, he'll be at the New Living Expo, which is in San Mateo, right outside of San Francisco in the Bay Area, and that one is April 25th through the 27th. So hopefully you can attend one of these two great experiences, and it's always great to feel the energy of the light ship and Ron in person and to connect with your own source energy. So I'm sure our wonderful moderator is posting all of that in the fast chat, in the BVS fast chat, so make sure you check back there from time to time. Okay, so Ron, I don't know if you want to do another sample healing for people. Maybe a anxiety clearing, because I know a lot of, I personally didn't have this one today, but I know a lot of people, you know, Monday is kind of like the day where they all have to go back to work, and you've had papers piling up over the weekend or emails or whatever, so maybe that would be a good one to clear for everybody. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, that sounds great. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. But yeah, the expo, the New York one, is for the new life. And then after you get your new life, then you come to California. Whippy! Now you have the new living, so you know how to live your life after getting a new one. So come to both expos, everybody. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. So hopefully you can get your new life and then furnish it after you go to the New Living Expo. So I guess we'll just jump right into the questions. We have quite a few questions this evening. And the first one is from a listener who writes, "Hi, Ron. I purchased Special Healing Unlimited that you've mentioned in your podcasts. Last night I listed lead in my DNA in the special request box and felt like it was a heavy release. I ran it again for my whole life and again felt a noticeable release. I plan to use this Special Healing Unlimited clearing to remove the energy of other toxins, such as excess mercury, copper, and aluminum, preservatives in food, additives in fluoride that are becoming more and more common in our food supply. Please confirm if this healing is designed to use just for the body."
Yes, that would be fine, what you're doing. No problem. Oh, just continue on. Just do that. A very good thing to use one of the clearings for. Great.
Yeah, that seems like a great use for that special clearing. So if you're doing that, it sounds like you could just keep continually doing that. And also, I'm trying to think if there's any other ones we could add to that, Ron, for people that are trying to get toxins out of their bodies. We do offer that the Body Jumpstart package, which is always good if you're feeling slow or sluggish. And that's a really good one to try. And also the Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing, which I think that was the 2012 one, but I would imagine it would still work now, Ron. Isn't that correct?
Haven't changed the date on it, so
okay.
Just keep using that one. It's perfectly fine.
Okay, great. Okay, so hopefully that helps, and I know that's been a concern of a lot of our listeners, so maybe we can also come up with some more healing solutions on that. All right. So the next question is from a listener who writes, "Last Saturday night, a friend called me from Washington State because she was responding to my text message I just sent her. I did not send her a text. She had just received the same text I sent to her 3 weeks ago. My phone showed that it was just sent. Weird. Was this a timeline thing?"
That sure sounds like it. Maybe the phone got lost and the button got pushed. Very interesting.
Hmm.
So she may have had a different phone. Boy, it can go. Yeah, it can be kind of weird sometimes. So, yeah, you just got to kind of expect situations like that happening. And it may be, you probably won't be able to figure it out or analyze it, describe it to somebody, but yeah, that's typically what is going on. That's what I would say. Wow.
Yeah, maybe the phone and the text are on two different timelines. You never know. I feel like timelines are a lot more I don't know what the word complicated than we think, but then once you start doing the timeline crashing, you realize that you do have control over these things that you previously thought you didn't. I don't know if you want to talk about timeline crashing for a minute, Ron, maybe for some of the new listeners.
Yeah, so you're living on timelines. In true light, there's only one. You're only in the moment, so you're really not on a timeline, but to keep the conversation going here, you're actually on one timeline or one life in the now, and there's no energies that are projected into the future, and you're not reliving your past. Everything is all in the moment. So just think how nice life would be if you didn't have to worry about the future or the past. And the past would not interfere with your current reality or your future. So here on Earth, we deal with our past situations, past things, and then we worry about what we have to do to correct or do something from the past, because, you know, we're always doing something related to that. So in true light, it doesn't exist. Here we have timelines. So the aliens gave us timelines to torture us, to bring forth energies from the past, to bring them into our current reality. And then when that happens, you're dealing with the past situation, creating a new timeline, maybe making that completely alive and awake. And then you're doing something that maybe could put you into a different mindset. Because remember, you wake up and you're eating, right? And you're having a good day. Maybe you're having with somebody, you know, and you're having a wonderful time eating with them. And then all of a sudden, they start talking. And lo and behold, what they start talking about? Oh, we need to get extra money for this or that, if it's your husband or wife. And or, you know, we got this situation going on over here. The neighbor's dog is barking too loud. You know, all these things happen. And all of a sudden, that puts you into your past to bring forth all the anxieties and fears and past situations that you're now, you know, bundling up to now put into your future to deal with this situation. All of a sudden, your nice day went out the window, and you're dealing with something else altogether different than what you initially planned to do. Maybe it took your whole day sideways. So remember, in true life, that doesn't exist. And that's the problem with timelines. So you can do timelines. If you do see a situation and somebody awakens it for you, all you do is do a timeline crash, and actually you have to do more than one, because you could be out on 500 timelines, so I'd say do 500 of them if the situation feels like it's lurking and pretty bad for you. And you just keep doing them until you naturally feel better. If you don't know how many to do, then do at least 100. On the earlier shows, I may have talked about 10, but after hearing people talk about timeline crashes, I would say 100 would probably be a good number to do, and then see where you are at that point. And remember, it should start to change, you know, your current reality, because you're taking off of that timeline and you're not dealing with the situations going, you know, into another timeline, because they can also mature and cause problems and then put you into, you know, another timeline that you weren't even expected to be into. So by all means, you know, do the timeline crashes. And if you have a physical problem, then more than likely that might get relieved from you during this process. So that's the whole thing, is do your timeline crashes. I'll do one right now, and you can see how things are working for you. So here we go. Think of a situation, and we're going to do a timeline crash on that. So here we go. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's one timeline being released from you. And so again, how many timelines are you on? You could be on, you know, 100 more of these, but you have a little bit of relief now, and you may start to feel this energy changing within maybe 5 minutes to an hour, depending at, you know, where you are, where you're walking on the timeline. You know, where do you live on that timeline? You live on the far end of it, or you're on this side of it? So that's the process. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's really true. And I think the next email that we have really speaks to what a lot of our listeners experience. And this person writes, I've been with Ron since February 2010 and did many paid and free clearings, and I'm beginning to see results now. A lot of negativity has left. I am less spacey, calmer, more here in the now, and I can see and think clearer. The only disadvantage with mind matrix clearing is that I forget things easily, and that has affected my paying my bills on time. Even if I write it down, I forget. And I think that's kind of what happens when you become more heart-centered is you have to send yourself a lot of notes and memos because you do tend to be less in the mind energy. But I think what this listener is saying and what a lot of people have experienced is that sometimes it does take a while for you to start seeing results in your life, even though the clearings work in the now. It might take you a while to catch up, and you definitely also want to be doing the spirit infusions while you're doing your clearings. And that can sometimes help make you feel better. But, yeah, the timeline crashing is a really powerful and self-empowering tool. And I think what happens, too, is when you start getting more in touch with your spirit and your source energy, which is what Ron's work helps you to do, you stop thinking about what you have to do, what you're forced to do by your circumstances, and you start, as you become more heart-centered, to think about what you would like to do, what you want for yourself in your life, and how you can do those things, rather than, oh, I have to do this because I have to pay my bills, or I have to, you know, have this job for X, Y, or Z, or you know, I have to, it becomes a different kind of conversation. It's a more heart-centered conversation. And I think that's what is really important about doing the whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the one that Ron offers as kind of the first healing that you have to do before you do any of the other ones. And then if you can do that one and then go back and do a lot of the free clearings, which are all available on creationlightship.com, you really do start to see a significant result. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to do it like maybe one emotional issue for people as a sample.
Sure. Let's, so think of one of your problems here that you've been dealing with. Just think of one of your friends, and what do you think of them, okay? Or better yet, why don't you bring up one of your ex-friends, okay? And let's do a clearing on that for you. So here we go. Maybe it's a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, an ex. And well, they call them exes. Anyway.
I wonder.
You know?
I guess because you ex them out of your life. Or you think you do.
Yeah, maybe they should have called them Y, huh?
Yeah, that's what I call them.
Why? Anyway, think of that particular person. So normally, if you think about them, if you do get like a knot in your stomach, boy, that's a great sign. That means that you need to have an emotional clearing because they're still attached to you. So here we go. So the more, if you start feeling more misery, that's great. That just tells you that you need to have a clearing because you can't run away from your body. No. You just suppressed them, and now they're on the surface. So think of one of those situations, incidences that they maybe did to you, or you allowed them to do to you, or you wanted to do, and you didn't like it. And here we go. So clear the energy. Get up. Think about it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, man, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that one's pretty heavy. So hopefully you're feeling better. And I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. That's great. You got some relief from somebody out there.
Yeah, and the whole lifetime clearings, they all have an unlimited option, which is wonderful. And so that means even after you do them, you can go back in if you've selected that option, and you can clear if you've had a particularly bad day or you've had a rough week at work or you've bumped into somebody on the subway and they gave you a hard time. Or like Ron, you were saying, like your dog looks at you funny. So all of these things can be cleared, and it's funny, you don't really ever, I guess, get away from this or want to, because the more you do, the better you feel. And it's kind of like maintaining a house or a car, and I guess that's why we call it the healing highway, because it really is a highway and you're sort of on this road. So you have to kind of keep up with doing the clearings in order to see the benefits in your life. And it, you know, I think a lot of people have had that experience where they've been a listener, they've been doing some of the paid ones, they've also been doing the free ones, and they've been listening to the shows in the archives, which are also wonderful resources, in addition to all the Q&A documents that we have. And, you know, many people have said that. So hopefully you guys can do that and then let us know how it works for you, because we do always appreciate testimonials. Okay, so the next question has to do with the seven generational clearing, Ron. And this person is wondering, if you do the seven generation clearing on a child, will another sibling also be cleared? Meaning, I guess, the sibling of the person or the child that you're doing it on? Or do they need their own clearing?
They'd probably need their own, but, you know, it might be 10% effective. Let's put it that way. Might be a little more than that on you. You know, it can go sideways somewhat. And it could take off the energetic cords from one person to another, and it could also make them feel better because of that. So it can slightly, you know, I'd say 10% maybe. So it's just a little byproduct of it. But there's no real compromise to, doing it on yourself or someone else, because, you know, you want to have the most effectiveness on a clearing. But if you did something to yourself or, you know, one of your, maybe siblings or children, you may feel that seven generational one coming across to you. That's perfectly normal. But it's still going to have other stuff hanging on to it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, and also I was thinking, you know, we were talking about exes just a few moments ago, and I think a lot of the times people are wondering, well, how come I'm still corded to this person? I've done all my clearings, and I don't know why I keep thinking about them or running into them, or they keep being a nuisance in my life or whatever. And I think that when you go in there and you clear that person, that's usually when you start to see results. And I think it's hard for you to want to go in there and maybe clear your ex, but that's probably what you need to do and what they need. And then usually you see changes after that happens. So it probably stands to reason that if you are clearing somebody else that's close to you, your life will improve, but they probably have so much of their own stuff that it probably wouldn't be a good idea to use that as a substitute for, doing an individual clearing. So that's good to know. And we can get on to the next question then. So the next question has to do with the alien all parallel lifetime removal clearing. And this person is wondering if you could please explain that clearing and in particular, how to use it for the use of emotions cleared.
Well, what you do is you find out what clearing you are choosing to have, and then you can put it into the alien realms, how the aliens are affecting that clearing on you, what they're doing to you with that particular clearing. Are the aliens affecting your emotions, okay? Are they transmitting emotional stuff to you? That's why we have that one up. So the all means that it'll work with all the clearings that we have. And that's the benefit from that one. So you're working on yourself here, you know, and the other one is for what's happening to you from the beyondo, what they're transmitting to you. That's why we put that one up. We have people asking about, gee, what if the aliens are thinking of me daily about something and I can't get out of this and I can't do timeline crashes and I keep getting this stuff on me from them, and I know that's where it comes from. Well, the L one is designed to help you out much more with that, from the aliens doing stuff to you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I'm putting a link to that one in the fast chat for everybody. So if you are looking for that, it's called the Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal. And you can get that one either through the website, or you can just click on the link in the fast chat, and that'll take you there. So, yeah, that's a pretty powerful one. Hopefully, you're not experiencing that, but if you are, it might be good to try that. And also do, I know we have a bunch of new free samples, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those are alien, specifically related to aliens. So I would maybe keep one of those running at all times or at night while you're sleeping, just if you have a computer there, and set it to not go to sleep, and then just run one of those all night. There's also the new ones that are the Alien Remote Viewing Holographic Reality Keyword Intercept and Alien Mind Fog Removal. So those are all really good to do, and I feel like those work on a daily basis if you're experiencing a lot of weird emotions, or you don't really know why you're feeling sad, or you're feeling moody, or it could be something having to do with that. So hopefully you can utilize those as well. And they're all free and available on creationlightship.com over there on the left side of the page under free sample healings. It's a very useful tool. Okay, so our next email is from a listener who was at the LA Expo, which just wrapped up this month. And she writes, since the expo in Los Angeles, where I went into the light infusion chamber numerous times and attended all of Ron's lectures and workshops there, I have experienced an entire life shift. The best way of describing it is an awakening to creative flow of living in the now, an awakening of living from my spirit, a reclaiming of my free will and my free choice. My whole life is moving and improving in wonderful and awe-inspiring ways. I am tremendously grateful.
Very good. Very, very good. Now, the expos are really neat to watch people and to see them change, you know. One person came in L.A. and they had a little miniature Doberman, little black Doberman, and I didn't really watch the dog before it went in, but when the dog came out, with the person, all of a sudden she said, "Boy, the dog is full of life." It was like kind of maybe depressed, I guess, is what I would probably use for words. The dog was depressed, and now came out full of life. So it took off the dog stuff, and that's very good. But yeah, you never know what happens, and it's all great. Oh, very, very good. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great. And it's really wonderful if you can make it to come to these and to go into the light chamber. But if you can't, and I guess I should mention this since we do have two expos coming up, you can email Ron a picture and he can put that in there. I think it's like $100 for the unlimited light infusion. So it's kind of like being an absentee on one of the healing intensive calls. You get all the benefits and you don't actually have to be there. You can also do that if you are going to be out and you want to run healing. You can put a picture of yourself in front of the computer monitor with the light being up and just run the healing that way. And can be very effective, especially if you don't have time to sit there and do clearings all day. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to do another healing sample. Someone was asking if you could do maybe a clearing for indecisiveness.
Sure, why not? So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just see if that tends to help. That could also be procrastination. Let's do one for that here. So remember, I don't think I have these on the website. The special clearing mainly works for physical body stuff. So you'd have to probably go into the maybe the emotional one and kind of enter in there one of these topics here. But here we go. So procrastination. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks. And these are all samples, so if you are feeling like you might need to go in there and clear some more, definitely log on to the Creation Lightship website and check out that special clearing. It's just called special clearing. You can type special into the search box, and that one will help you with, you know, any physical issues that maybe are causing you to feel fatigued and procrastinate, or trying to think of what might also be good. Depression, yeah.
Depression. We got a depression clearing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And I know that's a bit different than procrastination, but I think if that's coming from an emotional place, that might be a good way to start. And even if you're not depressed, it might be helpful to sort of get you motivated. And the depression release clearing is wonderful, and that's a whole lifetime clearing. And it goes back all the way down through the generations. If you have a history of that in your family and an ancestral DNA, so that's a good place to start. And also the self-empowerment package, Ron. I feel like that a lot of people have written in and testimonials about that being a way to sort of kickstart their life in the right direction. But again, that's probably something you want to do if you're in a rut, and then go back in and figure out the root causes and then do clearings appropriately where needed. So the next person is writing in that they got sick after an unlimited entity clearing, and they're wondering what happened. So after the entity clearing on Thursday, they felt good. Then on Saturday, they woke up and got ready to go to work. After taking a shower, maybe it was one of the first clearings. Anyway, they don't remember, but they felt sick and dizzy. And they had to lie down for most of the day and night, and they're wondering what happened. They're still feeling weak, but not dizzy. So this was after an unlimited entity clearing on Thursday.
Thursday. Well, I'm working with the Earth magnetics right now, and very possibly they may have actually felt some of that energy. The aliens, as far as I can tell, the way it looks, had some type of underground facility where they're trying, or they were moving the Earth's magnetic field around to shift the planet's magnetics. So whatever that means to you. So right now we're, the time-traveling soldiers with the light ship. We are taking control of that and moving the planet back into its proper magnetic, whatever word you want to use. Could say resonance or location. So if you do feel a little strange, that could go on for another week. We're doing it very slowly because it can make you feel maybe unattached to the earth, ungrounded. And so very possibly that's what you are experiencing. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Okay, I wonder if anybody else is experiencing that. So either let us know on CLS questions or type something into the fast chat there. And hopefully you're feeling better now. Also, be here in the now helps. If you are experiencing any sort of weirdness after a clearing, and also to command your body and your spirit to stay on the Creation Lightship now timeline of light. If you say that out loud, that sometimes just brings you right back into the moment. So the next email is from a listener, actually a testimonial, and this person writes, "Hi, Ron, I would like to give my testimonial for the 8-hour healing for my family and 20-year-old son, who was being psychically and energetically attacked by a dark side mind practitioner, making him physically ill and indirectly affecting each individual family member's body, mind, and spirit. The healing worked like the additional antibiotics one would be given by a doctor for everyone. I also used the natal barcode clearing alien attack removal timeline, space-time crashes, emotional healing, dark side mind practitioner, victim, psychic billboard, and self-empowerment. Be here now clearings on myself and family. Wow, this person's done a lot of clearings. As my spirit guided. It sounds like a lot. However, I'm understanding we live in a hologram, and I am dedicated to clearing myself and others to bring me back to peace and more of these CLS now timelines. Thanks again, Ron, and light beings.
Very, very nice. Yeah. So the more that you realize that the clearings can help and get you out of situations, you know, once you catch on to that, then, you know, you're kind of on your way to get rid of this stuff. And that's why we have clearings up to, you know, cause otherwise, what are you going to do? You're just going to kind of scratch your head and, you know, maybe try to find maybe a practitioner out there or a person doing, you know, black magic or something to get these people off of you who are, you know, doing something to you. And then you're attached more to the darkness. So that's probably where most people would go to. They think they're getting some kind of psychic whammy from somebody. And then they would look around for somebody as a practitioner, you know, to help them out. And then that could go downhill from there, too. That's why the clearings are so good. You can do it right at home on your computer, which is what we have. So no need to go out hunting around for that lady or man with the shingle outside that they're doing, you know, curses on people and stuff to get them off of you. So, you know, it's very nice to you know, for myself to look at that and to, you know, explain these clearings to people because all of a sudden, they go, wow, yeah, this is great. I don't have to go out and do anything. I got it right here. So, wonderful. Thank you for the testimonial. Very, very good.
Yeah, and that's what's so great is that it's a web-based healing. You can do it whenever you have time. You can do it from, you know, in your own home. You don't have to go out looking for things and running into all these strange energies that are probably where you want to be running from instead of running to in probably 99.9% of cases. So, they're very effective. And it sounds like this listener really, really went to town and got in there and cleared out some very dense energies, which is the way to do it. You just have to keep chipping away. And eventually you will see the opening and the clearing. So I also have another testimonial, Ron, and it's for someone who did their reuniting with the twin flame energy. So they write that they're still acclimating with the new reborn me and are noticing that the edge is gone out of me altogether. There is a new energy of compassion and unconditional love and understanding that exists at my core being that never leaves me. When I am tired or low in energy, my twin flame is there to encourage or bring me people in my reality to lift me up or show me my spirit and body the love it desires to be inspired and to move in the world. Like the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love. I'm grateful to have finally found you, Ron, and the Creation Lightship to assist in bringing me back to wholeness. I know and understand this is a journey of self-empowerment and process daily in the now, however, more manageable with the Creation Lightship tools and your guidance with the private sessions, archives, and radio shows. Being here in the CLS now.
That's great. So, yeah, the Twin Flame session we do in person and over the telephone, and it could take up to a couple hours in length to do, and you need to have some clearings under your belt first before we do that, because your Twin Flame needs to be able to come and see you. It can't come into densities, and it will come normally maybe when it chooses to or when you maybe call for it. And it won't always stick around forever. My experience is it might just come for maybe a minute or two and leave. But you know that you're not alone. That's the whole thing with the twin flame, is that you know you're not alone, and it fills up that emptiness, which is probably why people have a partner here. So after you have that clearing, you don't feel lonely and needy, kind of using that term for a partner, and you just feel so much better, and you become a little more independent, possibly, and you're actually more self-empowered. So that's the reason why we do that clearing. And we also connect it to your twin, your home base energy. These are both energetic connections. So yeah, that was probably one of the twin flame energies that I did for someone a while back here. But yeah, it's quite wonderful to have that connection. That's what you're looking for your whole life, is to have your twin flame connection, but you will attempt to find that particular type of energy in other people. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and it's really true, the distinction. I mean, we spend so much time here looking for our true match or our soulmate or whatever, and you know, the fact is that if you do the twin flame connection, it's very different than finding that person outside of yourself, you know, or finding your higher self. Your higher self exists outside of yourself, so that can only be darkness. And you want to have that, the twin flame, which is, you know, your twin flame spirit source energy. So that's something that, you know, can only be inside of you. And that's what the distinction is. So it sounds like a really wonderful process. And, you know, maybe after the expos, Ron will have some time to do those for people. I know I've heard, too, that they can be really wonderful. So that's great. And, wow, it sounds like this listener really is getting a lot of benefits out of all of the clearings and healings. And that's really wonderful. We really appreciate knowing that. And thank you for everybody for writing in your questions and testimonials. These are really, really great. So the next one is from somebody who writes in about Sunday's intensive, and they wrote in that the intensive was most effective, especially all the work on the heart. My heart feels lighter, full of energy, and beats with greater ease. At 77, with much living under my belt, the clearings have given me a new lease on life. Peace becomes reality instead of a someday dream. Thriving is better than surviving. Thanks.
That's great.
That's really true.
Yeah, we took out a lot of pins out of the heart on yesterday's 8-hour call. Brought in the kind of like an etheric heart to take some of the pressure load off of the heart energetically. And it was just a very, very nice call. So we'll just see if anybody else has had that type of experience. But yeah, it's a lot of fun doing these calls for people because it's just so helpful. And you may start off, you know, on the call. When you first hear about an 8-hour call, I think most people go, huh? You know, how do I stay on the phone for 8 hours? You know, you think, you know, but once you're on it, your time stops. You know, and then we have breaks every hour, 10-minute breaks, basically. But, you know, aside from that, all this healing takes place. And then we do the special water at the end for your bathtub. So you can get into light water in your bathtub. It's just a wonderful call. But, yeah, at first, when you first hear about an 8-hour call, your mind would say, oh, no way am I going to ever do that for 8 hours, you know, be on the telephone. Well, just get a speakerphone. And also people do it absentee, and they feel wonderful. But anyway, that's what we've been doing, and it's just a great way to get yourself rejuvenated. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and you can also do a lot of the phone calls over the internet. So if you know, just put up the laptop and call in and put the light being up, you're good to go. And, you know, put your picture in front of that, and you can, you know, do it that way too. But I find that's true. The 8-hour calls go by so quickly, and I'm always amazed at how much better I feel after them. And they're done every month, so hopefully you can get on one, if not all of them. You really do start to notice a difference and feel better. So, yeah, I had a similar experience, and I'm curious to see if anybody else did. So if you want to send us a quick testimonial, that would be great, about the 8-hour call yesterday. So the next question comes from someone, and it has to do with hormones. And so this person's asking, many of us women have trouble with hormones as we age, and they are depleted. So I guess bioidentical hormones are recommended on YouTube. So many things we need. Sleep is also a big issue with hormones. So what clearings would be helpful?
Boy, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Let me think. Boy, do you have any ideas, Elizabeth?
Since we've been talking about the special clearing, you could probably do something like that, like put in the box, like lack of estrogen in my body. I'm not really sure if that would be helpful or whatever condition you have, or, you know, I would even think to just do the, I now increase my life force energy.
Oh, yeah.
And also the mind of the body clearing so that your body can sort of right itself as it's changing and aging so that you're not so emotionally tied to these hormonal things, maybe. Those are my suggestions. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Ron.
And maybe get off of the hormone timeline.
Oh, yeah.
The one that you're maybe 20 years younger. Well, you know, remember, these timelines are all out there. Which one did you pick? So, maybe these are all dark side energies on the timeline. But you're not in the now. You're on a timeline. So by all means, find one that may suit you better. But you have to get out the one that you're on first. You can't mix two timelines together. So if you're on like a poverty timeline and you say you want to get onto a timeline where there's maybe lots of, say, money or abundance, whatever, you know, that would work out for you, you know. You need to get rid of the other one first and stay and make sure that you're off of it. And then change and go to where you want to go to, move into that. Maybe even the body system rejuvenation could work good too, you know, for that particular situation to, you know, get rejuvenated with your body. But, you know, people have found ways to work with the timelines, but you must get off of the ones that are causing you problems. And then you get on to the ones that you want to be on or the better outcome, just like using your psychic billboard. It's kind of the same process. So you need to know where you are, release that, because you can't bring anything to you because your cup is full. You need to empty that cup out, get rid of that stuff that you're dealing with, and then from there move on to where you choose to go to. And it may not happen on the timeline. It could happen pretty quick, only because they have to create something for you to experience that. So, you know, maybe the aliens may want you to have more money because now you're really happy spending your money. And maybe, they got tired of the energy of you being grumpy, and maybe you stopped being grumpy. Maybe you became like completely spaced out with no energy because you're traumatized. So they're not getting any more energy. So they'd rather have you get happy so they can pull your energy than it would be to sit there in depression doing nothing. Okay, so remember, they want to steal your energy. So it'd probably be much better for them to steal your happy energy, and you're being happy. Whippee, you know? And that's kind of the way it works. But they're all dark side energies, law of cause and effect. But once you catch on to that, then you're going to realize what's going on. So we have another program coming up here in about 10 minutes. So you can go to the website and check that out, creationlightship.com. And I'll just turn it back over to you, Elizabeth, so we don't, have anybody not go to that, because it's going to be another good program coming up here.
Yeah, and the topic of that tonight is the body blueprint and spirit renewal. So you can access that through creationlightship.com over on the right side. Just click on the link. And, Ron, I just checked out the body system rejuvenation for a month. It's actually valid for 6 weeks. And it does have a hormonal balancing option in addition to an other option. So you could do it either through that or, like Ron said, timeline crash, that hormonal timeline that you're on, or enter something specific to your situation in the other category. Okay, so I think we have time for maybe one or two more questions. And I guess this question is related to the January 5th conference call. And you gave us a free desire wanting clearing. And they're just getting around to doing this, and they're wondering if it still works. the desire wanting clearing?
I'm not sure, so just send me an email. I don't know.
Okay, we'll look into that. Okay, so we can look into that for you. And
that was in January?
Yeah, I think it was on the Plant Your Seeds of Intention call.
Okay.
So we'll have to check on that. Thanks for letting us know. And also, I wanted to say that I know like this month has been kind of up and down for a lot of people. So hopefully, everybody is sticking to the healings and experiencing the peace energy instead of the kind of up and down. And what Ron was just saying is, you know, if the aliens are giving you happiness on a good timeline and taking your energy that way, well, then they're probably going to end up bringing you down eventually. So, yeah, you want to get off that kind of cosmic swing of cause and effect and into peace, which is what source energy in your spirit will do for you by taking away all of these emotions. And it's just as important to timeline crash the positive or joyful emotions as it is the negative ones. And I think people tend to forget that a lot. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you. And I don't know if we want to do another healing sample, maybe a sample timeline crash for a physical issue.
Yeah, let's do a physical issue for people who may have a situation, maybe with a bad wrist or something. So here we go. If you have a wrist condition, here we go. And fingers, wrist and fingers and hands. So here we go. Clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So I guess our show is about ending here. So you can close down, Elizabeth, if you wish. So thank you, everybody. Turn it back over to you.
Okay, thanks everybody for joining us. Thank you so much for sending all these wonderful questions and testimonials. And we have another BBS program on Wednesday, Station 1, and that is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and also Saturday and Friday. We have Friday and Saturday shows on Station 2. 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So hopefully you can join us for those. And Ron also does weekly calls every week, healing calls. And he does them on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. You can find more out about them at the top of creationlightship.com. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And be sure to join us again after this program for the Body Blueprint and Spirit Renewal. So thank you, Ron, and I'll say goodnight, and please join us back here next week on Monday for more of the Healing Highway.